Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
He got to play with Tiger Woods.
Oh, I know. I know.
I know.
I'm not
jealousy
happy.
Jealousy with
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Not a lot of things. I don't really get too starstruck, but playing with Tiger Woods, I'm not sure what that first drive would do. I would hope my adrenaline would be good enough and I would stay calm, but I can't tell you it would.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. Mike Catalano, along with Dan Fates. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our channel. We are here in Indianapolis for the NFL Combine. We are enjoying ourselves because it's a great time here.
This is the best.
I really like being here. We got the chance to talk to everybody, including Brandon Bean. I had a one-on-one interview with him. You're going to see that in just a couple of moments. So you will hear the interview with Bean. We talk about a lot of things on this team, including Trey White and Jordan Poyer, Micah Hyde, all that kind of stuff. But in general, I thought Bean sort of stuck to the greatest hits of things that he's been talking about and the way he expects things to go.
Brandon Bean is phenomenal to talk to because he gives you just enough, but always keeps something a little bit close to the vest. And he always gives you an answer, but he always leaves you kind of wanting more and omitting, like a normal GM, not going to tell you everything.
Yeah, he shouldn't be telling people everything. Number one, the funny thing is they don't know everything because so many things will happen between now and the start of free agency and certainly before they start picking the players that are here this week. So, again, we got a chance to talk to him. Let's take a listen as to what Brandon Bean had to say about his roster and about his golf game. All right, the general manager, Brandon Bean, joining us. Let's talk about your roster. And I was thinking about everybody thinks in terms of free agents.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, guys with a year left, maybe you have to make decisions on. Guys with multiple years, maybe you have to redo a contract. It almost seems like there's very few players on the roster that get left untouched until next year.
Yeah, I mean, you're always looking, and you know, right now our number one focus is getting cap compliant prior to the start of the league year. And so there's different ways you can do that. Obviously, you can release a player. You can do a restructure like we just did with Connor McGovern, but you can also extend a player and create some cap space if it's the right player, you feel they're fitting, and you find a number that works for them and works for you. I think we did that with Milano last year. So we're looking at every single avenue to not only secure our roster this year, but long term, and then, of course, get cap compliant.
I mentioned those type of players. So you have three key guys that have been franchise guys for you. One's contract is up, one has a year left, and one has multiple years. When you're talking about Micah, Jordan, and Trey White.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, and as your job, sometimes have to cut out the emotion and look at them as players? Is that possible to do, or does that always play into it in some way for what these guys, in whatever form it takes for this year, have meant to the franchise?
Yeah, I mean, those three, it's hard to say guys that have meant more to this franchise, to Sean and I, since we got here, because they all were part of that 2017 team that broke the streak and have been here and have been such steady forces on our defense and, you know, most important, the back end. Very hard. So, yes, ultimately, I'm still a human, and so you do have to. My job is to do what's in the best interest of the Bills and the Pagula family. But I would be lying if I said you don't want what's best for those guys too. And so you're always taking that all into consideration. You know, you have to fit it all within the pie, and those guys understand too. It's a business. I mean, we thought Jordan could potentially be gone a year ago as he hit free agency here. There was a lot of questions: would we be able to afford him? And fortunately, you know, we got him back at the time. But every year's a new year, and you know, we're still working through all those decisions. And you know, in Micah's case, you know, we haven't had a final word from him on what his plans are, you know, whether he's going to hang it up or whether he's going to come back.
Trey is coming back again from an injury. Do you need to have patience in knowing where he is? And can you have patience in your job? I mean, free agency is going to start. Yeah. The draft is going to come. Can you mix those two? Is there a place where you know you have to see him before you can make a decision? Or do the decisions come no matter what circumstances he's in?
Yeah, I think without getting into his particular, you know, case, everyone is its own instance, and you're trying to balance everything, the person, what they've meant to you, in his case, an injury, someone else, it could be their contract number's too big. You're trying to weigh it all, and sometimes you would love to wait, but you can't, because if it's someone that we need to do their deal, whether it's his case, an injury, or someone else, sometimes your hand's forced of what moves are you going to make. You've got to make some tough decisions coming up. And so with Trey, you know, we've been working with him. He's been rehabbing great. I see him in the building. I was telling the One Bills Live, had breakfast with him a couple of times. Since the locker room's cleared out, he's still hanging around, and Milano and those guys. But, you would be lying if you said the personal part doesn't really matter.
In terms of the offense, you've mentioned explosive plays. Sean has mentioned it, and a lot of people are focused on the draft for the wide receiver position. You got your tight end last year, mm-hmm. and maybe looking there. When you look at these guys, you talked about it today, all these things come into play. A lot of times people say, well, you need a big player, or you need a particularly fast player. I know it's easy to say it in this way, but is there a specific skill for the wide receiver position that is a must for you, whether it's a 5'9 Steve Smith or a, you know, 6'4 Mike Evans type player? What skill just stands out head and shoulders that you have to have?
Yeah, I would say hands and route running and feel instincts. Like, I mean, I know I gave you more than
yeah.
one, but, you know, I weigh those things more than their size. I mean, obviously you're not looking for a slug that's going to run, you know, 4.68, you know, anything
yeah.
like that. But there are plenty of guys who weren't 4.38 that were really good receivers, and there's been guys that have run 4.3 that they sucked as receivers
yeah.
because they just didn't have some of those, you know, those innate how to play the position, the feel, the route craft, how to, you know, sit in a hole, you know, in zone coverage, or run their route to the right depths. All those things matter, because Josh is battling, you know, whatever the rush is, and he's got to know when he hits his back step that they're going to be where they're supposed to be.
Has Josh made his thoughts known on what he wants you to go do?
Well, I think we talk about guys all the time, and when the draft gets close, Josh, he loves the draft process. I think he does a lot of those mock draft things, and he sometimes he'll tell me, hey, today I got this guy in the first, I traded back in the second. It's fun to hear how much joy he gets into it. So we talk, and we have conversations, and, you know, I listen to him like anything, and I've always told him, hey, if you're out throwing somewhere and there's a guy out there, go throw with them if you know they're in the draft. Get the feel for some of these
yeah.
things that we see on tape, but maybe we don't know everything, and maybe they'll close a little hole for us.
Last thing with Josh. He got to play with Tiger Woods.
Oh, I know. I know. I know. I'm not happy.
Jealousy
yeah,
with that?
Yeah. Not a lot of things. I don't really get too starstruck, but playing with Tiger Woods, I'm not sure what that first drive would do. I would hope my adrenaline would be good enough and I would stay calm, but I can't tell you it would.
Now, Dan Fates has played golf with you, and he's told us that you like to excel, you want your team to excel. What would you be saying to Tiger? Like, come on, pick it up, big fella. Let's go. Would you be getting pushing him a little bit if you were playing?
You know, I am super competitive, but it would probably be hard for me to say something to Tiger. Now, I've been known to do stupid things like that, so I can't say I wouldn't, but I would hope that I would not try and coach Tiger Woods up.
All right. Well, you can coach up the team, but yeah. or help coach it up the team, but I guess Tiger's going to have to be on his own. All right, Brandon, thanks very much, and thanks for being here on Buffalo Plus.
Yeah, you got it, Mike.
He's so jealous of Josh Allen.
Just watching videos of Tiger with, like, normal people also makes me jealous, so I can't imagine what it'd be like to actually play with Tiger.
Yeah, and the reason I said that in the video when I said, you know, you have played golf with him, Bean's pretty intense when he plays.
He's in so intense. We are the reigning Bills media champs. We won, but he was also the one, we always joke around about it. Every putt, every shot had to be thought through. And he'd be like, hey, you're 177 from the pin, but the pin's in the back with some wind in you, so I want you to hit your 182 shots. Like, Brennan, I'm going to try not to skull this ball. Like, that's all we're going to try and do.
Hold on. You saying you're defending champs is like the Bills' entire wide receiver group and Josh Allen saying, we had the best passing offense in the NFL. Like, you were along for the ride
100%.
On this.
100%. Yeah. 100%. Me, Matt Parrino, Kevin McGandick, and Brandon Bean. Doesn't matter. Winners.
And Brandon Bean. You're putting
I was like, Juwan Howard on like those Heat teams that won championships. Vibes.
You were Christian Laettner on the Dream Team.
Yes. That's it. And the Dream Team was just Bean.
Yeah, you were Dan Aykroyd in We Are the World. Like, you were just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's about the golf.
Yeah.
But I would say when you listen to him talk about things, I found it interesting about the wide receiver thing. And I know he goes back to playmakers. And I know he has gotten James Cook, a running back, who is a difference maker.
Yeah.
Dalton Kincaid in that way. But come on, Dan. He needs that out of the wide receiver position. Not drafting a tight end, not drafting a running back.
Universally. We talked today, and you'll hear interviews from them. We're gaining, you know, talking to, collecting content for you guys. Chris Sims, tons
Matt
of
Miller.
Guys. Matt Miller, all these guys. The Bills, it's well known the Bills need a wide receiver. And so when you talk about playmakers, and I think with the Bills adding Dalton Kincaid, who was a mismatch.
Right.
But you still need more help for Josh
Well,
Allen.
He becomes a bigger mismatch when there is a
yeah.
playmaker next to him and next to Stephon Diggs. And by the way, like you said, Diggs. Bean was asked about Diggs today.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
He's going to be back. I expect him to be back, and that nothing has changed.
No, could it? Yeah, I guess. But we don't expect that to happen. Since, poof, $30 million was added to the cap. Now, let's talk about the cap and it being real.
So we talked to Bean, Matt Bove and I.
This was post-interview.
Yeah. He said anybody that says the salary cap isn't real is stupid. And he said it a little bit more colorfully, to which I went, what's up, Brandon? And he's like, listen, it was great that he could say it. I don't know if he's seen my tweets, but for him to say it, joking, not joking, but I could also be like, hey, by the way, like, what I always appreciate and what he's kind of told us was he has a cap background. Like, for the first few years of his career when he was in Carolina, he said, like, that was his job. Was to, every time a new player at a position was signed, his job was to write it on what was called a cap room, he said. So, like, Bean knows the cap. He wouldn't say it, I think, as good as any GM. He says he's more of a, he said he learned how to figure out the cap and the CBA and all those things before he could evaluate talent. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Bills are so good with building a roster, is because he knows how to manipulate it. Now, he says every single dollar that you put on contract has to be accounted for. Yes. But the way that you can maneuver it is different.
So here's the way you got to look at it. I have a friend of mine who's a very good golfer, and he will say to me, Mike, putting is easy. Putting is easy. And he stands there and he just, boom, hits the ball. It's easy. Because he's good at it. So he says it's easy. Now he knows it's not easy. This is what I'm going to say. Like, when we say the cap is not real, we know it is sort of real. But when somebody says it's easy, they don't really believe it's easy. They say, if you do it the right way and you manipulate the club the right way, it's a constant motion. And isn't that easy for people that are good at it? The point is, you said that about Bean. You know what he got? He got the ability to not redo a contract or two because the league gave them $254 million dollars as a cap.
Yeah.
So what that does, because when you redo contracts, I understand there is a price to pay for that.
Yeah.
You redo it, you kick it down the road, and then if that player doesn't excel, it can be a problem for you that you have to deal with. Right? So you said it. They found money for Von Miller.
Yeah.
Great. Until it's not so great because he hasn't been a good enough player since he was injured.
And Bean also did blow it up. He did come to a point in 2018 where you had to eat it.
But it made sense then because the team stunk.
100%. And that's why when he was also laughing about why the championship window is one of the dumbest things he hears, by the fact of, hey, listen, this is the fact that you have Josh Allen. Like, the salary cap is a little bit different when you have Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen or these quarterbacks that you know every single year you can absolutely win a Super Bowl. So, yeah, you don't want to pay it right now. Like you don't. When everybody says, well, eventually you're going to have to pay for it. Eventually, when as Bean jokes around about, he's long gone,
yeah.
And Josh Allen is maybe 40 years old. That's when you pay it. That's why the Saints got in trouble. They should have blown it up when Drew Brees retired.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They tried to keep running it back. They signed Derek Carr to a bad contract. That's why the Saints are in cap hell that they are. And they're not winning.
Right.
When you win, it is different.
Look, you can do all the same things. They just redid the contract of Derek Carr.
Yeah.
The Bills are going to redo the contract of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
One is a great player. The other is Derek Carr.
Yes.
In that case. So, I mean, that's the point that we make. But we are going to get a coffee mug that says, Brandon Bean says Dan is stupid.
He said it a lot more colorfully than that. And it was in the grand scheme. I don't know if it was a slight at me, but it was pretty funny. First of all,
you know he's watching. You saw it on the video. He's got the Buffalo Plus. They know. When they want to know what to do with this team, we've given them some ideas. So we'll see what they can end up doing.
Yeah, and obviously they'll start to talk to players starting tomorrow. They have meetings and things like that planned.
That would be Wednesday.
Yes,
when you're watching this.
Explosive players. He wants speed and explosiveness. That is what they're looking for, because for as valuable as Dalton Kincaid is and being the right pick, all of those things, and adding that mismatch, he still wishes there were times that you don't have to go, every drive has to be 10 plays.
He's right.
And like,
that's tough to do.
So like, without having a holding call or a penalty or a personal, like all of a sudden they're going back. Like, you need, Sean talked about it, Brandon's reiterating it. That's Brandon's mission, though, now, is to find guys that can catch a five-yard pass and take it 55. That is the goal here. For as great as Dalton Kincaid is and that mismatch he is, that's not his forte.
No. And the other thing being talked about is, don't get too caught up in the size of the player. Because he said there are 6'5" guys who play like six-footers.
Yep.
And he goes, we had a 5'9" guy, Steve Smith, who is a phenomenal player. He's like, that guy played like he was 6'4". Stayed in on the red zone all the time because he was such a mismatch. Played bigger, played stronger.
Yeah.
It's just the difference in players. So sometimes you'll see 40 times and say, well, that's the guy we need because we need a fast guy. Hey, look, they have to have a certain level of speed, but it's not the one thing that they need.
Yeah.
And the size is not always the one thing that they need. What else you got, Kyle?
And it's not also the, we'll get that in a second. It's also the fact of, don't fall in love with whatever the 40 time is.
Yeah.
The 40 time has been, the 40-yard dash has been weird. It's changed so much because guys aren't running it.
Yeah.
They're only running at their pro day and things like that. So Bean talks about, there are guys that will run fast in a straight line at the combine that don't play fast because they're thinking. They're having to do other things that are slowing them down when they're on the field. And that for him, it is more important, as we lost a light, to find that more the playing speed.
Let's see. Dan's going to fix the light here. Here's the other thing. It's funny you say that about 40 times. What do you got there? You say that about 40 times. You know, the thing I was thinking about is, you know, what's a very real thing as Dan comes back? That's better. What's a very real thing about that is you run the 40 in your shorts, right?
And you
a
got
T-shirt.
Pads. Yeah.
You got pads and you're wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
You don't think that impacts
players? You got guys trying to kill you.
Yes, but I mean, just physically running is different. And it's not the only reason, but some reason, sometimes the reason a guy is got that football speed, they take the proper angles, the hip movement, all those things that don't always come out in a 40-yard dash. Now, tell everybody why I called you, Kyle.
Unbelievable moment last night. We are walking to dinner.
Yes.
And we're walking by the convention center. And here at the convention center, because there are top players,
coaches, everybody,
all those things, there are also adults that want their autographs.
Yes.
They were at the airport when we landed, and they were waiting for them. So we're walking by, and there's a...
All of a sudden, right? We like...
Shuffling behind us?
Yeah, it's like, turn around.
And we kind of turn around, and there's a...
It's a pack.
Yeah.
Paparazzi of autograph people.
Six people, and then we kind of keep walking, and then I kind of look back again because they're still shuffling after us.
And then they stopped after we looked back at them, and the guy goes, oh, points to you. He goes, I thought he was Kyle Shanahan. And I told him, I go, no, this guy would have known to kick the ball to start overtime. That's what I told him.
It's just a weird, I wore what I pretty much wore on the video yesterday with a vest and a hat. And that was about it. But
I don't think Shanahan's even here.
I don't know. And I don't. So then the funnier thing was today, on Tuesday, we talked to Chris Sims, who was teammates and like best friends. I believe they have a tattoo together on their ankles about their time at Texas. And I told him, I go, by the way, I got apparently Kyle Shanahan's doppelganger.
Yeah.
And what did he say?
You have the same shaped head?
Same shaped head.
By the way, if those guys would have realized this was Dan Fates from Buffalo Plus, they would have asked for his autograph. But they were a little shook that it wasn't the Niners coach. So
Look of disappointment.
And then we saw John Harbaugh trying to get into the – did we talk about that last night?
It was after we left.
Yeah, we were walking out. Yeah. And I turned to the door, and I hadn't held the door. And I see a guy behind me, and I realize it's John Harbaugh. It's just the three of us outside. And the convention center is across the street from the
Lucas Oil Stadium
where he needed to go. And he's like, hey, guys, do you know if I can get in Lucas Oil Stadium?
Not coach.
And I'm like, I don't know. And then I was like, coach, they'd let you in. It's the combine.
That's the combine. We walking out of dinner last night and ran into Brian Daboll.
Yes.
Like, just that is what the NFL combine is in a nutshell.
With his cigar, looking like.
And his good friend,
bucks.
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox. And
Bills
by the way,
fans.
Bills fans, you know what I said to Brian Cox, because I referenced his big moment with the Bills.
And the
I
fans.
I think he's
past
moved
it.
Past that.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, if you remember it. Cool guy, and Daboll was Daboll. So.
And finally, I have not eaten today.
I know. So we are going to St. Elmo's. I'm going to have the salad.
Fly on my mic.
Really? Yeah. Do you ever see Seinfeld when Jerry's dating the woman who loves steak and they go to a huge steakhouse and Jerry orders a salad?
No.
It's just phenomenal. And then she cooks mutton for him. So we're not ordering, I don't even know what mutton is.
I don't know what mutton is.
We're not doing that, but.
Shrimp cocktail?
Oh, we got to have a shrimp cocktail.
An old fashioned?
Old fashioned. I'm way more old-fashioned, in many ways, than I am Manhattan. I've switched over.
Yeah, I'm not a Manhattan. I don't like vermouth. I don't like vermouth.
Yeah, used to be a Manhattan.
I don't like vermouth or Campari. I'll go to a lot of times, we'll go to the bar, say make me whatever you want, no Campari.
But that sounds like I don't understand. No Campari.
No Campari. So we will give a review tomorrow.
We will give a review. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to do it for us. For Dan Fates, I'm Mike Catalano.
Kyle Shanahan.
He's not Kyle Shanahan. And for Jenna Cottrell, holding down the fort back at home, I know she misses this. Doesn't she miss it?
Yeah.
She says she doesn't. But
no, she said she had a little bit of FOMO yesterday.
Yeah. Next year,
we're just having a good time.
Next year, she can come with us. Because we're coming.
I was going to say, then you're not.
Well, we'll see. That'll do it for us. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you next time on Buffalo Plus.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.